Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I need something that I can receive into my inner being that will nourish me and change me and help me. Anybody here? Yeah. Well, that's what he offers. And he offers it to people who are in such a state where they don't even realize it. They're watching the world and watching it unfold and struggling. Their nature is crawling, is driving them to try to satisfy that thing. And the Lord says, come, I've got what you need. Stop trying to find it some other way. Come to me. So then he adds a dimension to that. Come is wonderful, is one thing. But it's interesting what he says after that. And I think this actually captures the Hebrew pretty well. Listen, listen, because the word is there twice. The Lord just doesn't say listen. He says, listen, listen. I want to get your attention. And you know the difference between listening and hearing, right? I could hear something. But to actually benefit from it, I need to listen to it and take it in and agree with it and so that it becomes a part of me. I mean, you could go to the best buffet in the world. If all you did was to go out and sniff it and maybe even taste it and admire it, that wouldn't do you much good, would it? But God wants us to not only come to him, but realize he's got something he wants to give to us that will sustain us. Now, remember the word we have so often quoted where the Lord was trying to teach the people, man doesn't only live by bread. Yes, you've got to have something to sustain your body. That's not what, you need more than that. What do you need besides that? Every word that proceeds, present tense, out of the mouth of God. I've got to have something. I've got to have God speak to me, basically. And it's not some magical experience, but there is a way that God has of communicating with a willing heart. And listen means, I got my ears. I'm stretching out my ears. It's almost like you hear a whisper, somebody whisper, and you don't quite get it, and you want to lean forward, make sure you get it. This is God saying, I'm looking for a people who are so desiring me, so aware of their need of me, that they are literally putting forth they're making a choice. They're making a deliberate choice to say, God, I need to hear you. I need what you're telling me, and I want what you're telling me. I agree with it even before I know what it is. Ooh, that takes a heap of grace, doesn't it? Because we are so self-willed, so self-reliant. And God wants us to come to that place where we realize, you haven't got what it takes, not for my purposes, but I do, and I love you, and I care about you. And I'm going to tell you the truth, even when it hurts. But I'm going to tell you what will heal you. You know, I'm talking about this, the needs that exist, the thirst. How many people are, we've talked about this before, how many people are nursing wounds on the inside? How many people are struggling in certain areas and then you come in with a smile and everything's just wonderful and fine? But inside, there are needs. There are things you haven't been able to get over. Things you're struggling. Oh, how is this going to work out? I'm dealing with this. What am I? God wants to do something about that. He doesn't get any pleasure out of seeing people struggle. He wants us to be able to bring every burden. Cast all your care upon where? Upon him. Why? Because he cares. That's what you get out of these awesome passages in the Old Testament where the Lord is speaking through the prophet to people who are struggling. What's going on? I don't get this. Think of the promises to Abraham. Where are we at? What's going on? And he'll say, don't worry. You come to me, I'll give you what you need to sustain you, but also don't worry because something amazing is coming. I'm still in charge. So here it is. Listen. Listen to me. Is listening to God in the sense that he's talking about here, is that something you really want? Do you really want him to talk to you? You know, I think every one of us has times in our lives when the Lord's putting his finger on something. And it's hard for us to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. But have you ever found yourself in a place where saying, Lord, I'm struggling with my will, but I'm willing to be made willing. I need you to inject something, infuse something into my spirit that changes the way I see the situation, whatever it is, that enables me to be willing. I want to do what you want, Lord, and I'm struggling right now. That's normal to have times like that. Don't you be dismayed. God sees that. This whole passage is addressed to the one who's thirsty. These are things that make us thirsty. There he is, reaching out. Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good. I've got something for you that'll sustain your spirit if you'll just listen. Okay? And you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. So you got the whole package there. Come, listen, hear. Open your heart. Folks, there are so many times when what we need, yeah, we need to read this word, but I need God to take this word and breathe life into me. Breathe life into that word. Because the word is meant to be an expression of life. It's not dead food that I need. I mean, you can cook something down to the point where it doesn't really do you much good. But I need the food that still has life in it. Well, when he speaks, it's not just words, is it? He's literally imparting divine life into our spirits. That's what I need. Praise God. Do you know he's willing to do that right now? Do you know everyone who's in this place of hunger and struggling can go to him and say, Lord, I need to eat something. I'm hungry. I need you to feed me. I need you to help me, to give me something to drink. Lord, I'm looking to you. You ever had those times when God would speak a word, a very simple word sometimes, and it would just minister peace and minister rest? It wasn't just the thought, it was the life. Something touched your spirit. Something changed the way you were on the inside. This is just, what we don't see is probably more real than this, what we do see. And that's what God is after, is to change this. Because this outward person is going to, this body is going to be gone. But there's a life on the inside that's going to live on. Praise God. That's what he wants to sustain. Think of the heart of God that was just reaching out with such plain language to the people. And then the promise. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. There's an agreement. There's a contract, if you will, that God is going to is making with his people. It's not something where we have to earn our way in. He invites us to come. He's looking for the willing. He's building a kingdom of the willing. My faithful love promised to David. He goes back to the man after God's own heart that God was so real to. David didn't serve God because he thought of him as a monarch somewhere giving rules. He came to know him as a faithful shepherd. Someone that I can walk with. Someone who goes with me, meets my needs on the inside. I love him. I know him. I want to be around him. I want to spend time with him because that's where I get my strength. That's what enables me to live and to be a servant of God in this dark world. I can't do it, but I need to spend time with him. I need to go to him. I need to listen to him. My faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him, David, a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the people. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Anybody here feel like you're endowed with splendor? We don't see it right now. But if we could see what the Lord is doing in the hearts of those who have given their hearts to Him, one day this is going to be all gone. And the light of what He has done, He'll get every bit of the glory. It doesn't say the saints will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Only God can turn this dark human spirit into something that is brilliant with light. It's God's life that can change a heart. It can meet you right where you're at, that cares about you, that has done everything to take care of everything that would hinder you. If we just come and give ourselves to Him and believe Him and trust Him. Praise God. Seek the Lord while He may be found. You got three things, I guess, that kind of jumped out at me as I was thinking about this passage. The Lord says, come. He says, listen and seek. Maybe that's a title, I don't know. Come, listen, seek. But seek the Lord while He may be found. Now, I know in the context here, the Lord is a warning. I will not always be available. There are things that are unfolding, and people are making choices that in some cases reach a point where there is no going back. People have absolutely hardened their hearts to the point where they are unable to hear me anymore. Okay? We're getting to that place for so many people of the world. The opportunity will not always be there. Seek the Lord while He may be found. So it's a warning to somebody who doesn't know the Lord. It's a loving warning. It's not a threat, but it's a warning of reality. But I also thought about it in this sense. Sometimes we're looking for God's voice and it just seems like He's silent. And what do we do when we're in those times and we're in need and we're reaching out to Him, and like David, we say, how long, O Lord? You know, part of faith, part of walking with Him is being able to say, God, I know that You are still true. I know that You are faithful. Isn't that what He just said? My faithful love. And isn't that how David reacted when he went through those times? He said, how long, O Lord? I wish You'd come and answer my prayer, but I'm still going to trust You. This is what God is building in His children. And one of the warnings that He gives that we've often referred to, and I probably have referred to it recently, I don't remember specifically. But anyway, over in chapter 50, you remember the scripture that we used to hear Brother Thomas minister on so long. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of His servant? So this is somebody who wants to serve the Lord. They have a listening heart, okay? Let Him, but you don't have any light. You're in a situation where you don't know what to do next. You don't know how to handle a situation. You feel a need. What do I do? You trust in the name of the Lord. You stay upon your God. You stay put and you say, Lord, until You give me light, I ain't going anywhere.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.